So we are the troublesome resources, we who are always wanting more to life than mere drudgery, always fighting our fate, always refusing our place, always wanting more and more and more, and therefore must be continuously reboxed. It's quite annoying, really, from their perspective. Continuously reboxed in scarcity. But it was her final interview that was the most troubling for me. The guest directed a nonprofit called Coach and Court, the purpose of which is to, quote, provide a skilled volunteer workforce to after-school programs with shrinking budgets, and which are therefore cutting staff, in order to address the crisis of child neglect in low-income communities. The host asked the guest, quote, how do you know that 3 to 10 p.m. is when children in low-income communities are most likely to get in trouble, unquote. And the guest replied, because parents are working multiple jobs and they can't be there for their children, unquote. She wants to teach youth a love of showing up, aka good work habits. And then she stated a truism of class that the children feel abandoned because, of course, they are. She told a story that you'll hear often in the world of children's services provision about a child asking one of the coaches, coach, will you be back tomorrow? Of course, replies the coach. Why do you ask? Answer, because no one ever comes back. Now this is, unquote, now this is true. All children, one way or another, are abandoned in a class system. But the particular form in low-income communities can be particularly blatant because it's reinforced across society. And so because it's reinforced across society, no ideology that justifies the state can encompass the fact of it. As we're all seeing through that kind of individual dysfunction, it's become patently clear to all that we have no control over this mess called manufactured scarcity. So the only conclusion is the correct one. The state doesn't exist for us, that is to say, to serve our interests. So that's a con exposure problem for power. And whenever the mask slips a little bit or the facade, you know, gets tipped sideways and we begin to see that ugly face beneath, we realize they don't care about us. Now, although these observations may seem small as they reflect the pattern in micro, if we can see it small, we can see it all. And I believe we have to pay closer attention to what seems minor, that it's in subtlety that propaganda works most insidiously and so most effectively. The interview was disturbing to me on so many levels, it's hard to unpack. Perhaps the center of my concern is that the obvious questions, as always, are not asked. We see this repeatedly in propaganda plans, leaving in its wake a vague sense of dissatisfaction at the lack of completion of the logic presented. The other shoe never drops. For example, if the problem is that parents aren't allowed to be with their own children, hello? Shouldn't we be talking about that? Asking why the practice of child abandonment is so widely accepted, is socially, not just socially sanctioned, but socially mandated. Shouldn't we be asking why parents are kept struggling in scarcity mode, acknowledging that children pay the biggest price to maintain the practice of coerced work? Why aren't we talking about that? And when the most obvious questions are not asked, con alert, it means either the interviewer is swimming shallow with intent or unconscious. Either way, we need the opposite. Deep analysis. Rather, the convoluted non-logic is presented. Since parents are kept from being with their own children by the wage work system, let's give this coerced work system a helping hand by training people to work for nothing. And we're left with our unanswered questions. Another example I heard just yesterday, which when I wrote this was August 17th. A former IMF economist was asked if Greece and Spain can pull themselves out of their economic malaise. And he replied, quote, if they can start to grow their economies, they can grow themselves out of this crisis, unquote. To which the obvious but unasked question was, how? So till next week, peace.